Week 2. Career focus. No more calling FOMO. When everyone else sounds so sure. 20 to 25 minutes. The tension we feel, but rarely admit. It feels like everyone else knows their calling. I'm afraid I'm missing mine. Scripture for day 1. Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. How calling became a source of anxiety. Some of my college friends still qualify as ride or die. And here's the wild part. We stayed close without social media or texting. I know, I sound ancient. College is a crash course in identity. You walk in one person and walk out another. New ideas, new habits, new beliefs. A haircut you will regret forever. Looking at you, alpaca cut. Even if you didn't go to college, your 20s work the same way. You are evolving. You can still recognize the old you, but something is clearly different. I was part of an on-campus ministry at Purdue University, and we were often challenged to live for God's purpose. For impressionable 20-somethings, that message hit hard. And sometimes, we completely missed the point. I remember the first time someone in our group said, "I know God's calling for my life." My ears perked up. Then someone else said it. And someone else, and someone else. Apparently, God was handing out crystal clear blueprints to everyone but me. Cue the internal panic. Why was everyone else so sure? Where was my lightning bolt moment? Did I miss it because I was not praying hard enough? Was God testing me? Was I already behind? I started looking at my future like a landmine field. One wrong step, boom, game over. That fear is real. And if it's not fear, it's confusion of what steps to take to figure out the future. Both quietly paralyze a lot of people. You stop applying. You stop exploring. You stop moving. And it's not because you are lazy. Truth that brings freedom. Looking back, I realize we had two categories completely mixed up. Calling and assignment are not the same thing. Jesus was once asked a question meant to trap him. A religious expert asked, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" There were 613 laws at the time. Rules about food, rules about clothing, rules about rest, rules about worship. Jesus did not hesitate. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." That was it. Two sentences. Jesus was not being poetic. He was being revolutionary. He stripped faith down to its core. Love God, love people. That is your calling. Let's say this in unison. My calling is to love God and love people as myself. It does not change with your job title. It does not expire when you feel confused. It does not disappear if you make a wrong turn. Gordon T. Smith, theologian, famously said, "Calling is not first about what we do, but about who we are and whose we are." Where you live that calling out is your assignment. Assignments change. Jobs change. Cities change. Seasons change. Calling stays. Think of it like Mario Kart. Everyone is heading toward the same finish line, but the routes look different. Some people find shortcuts. Some hit banana peels. Someone always gets wrecked by a blue shell right before the end. Still bitter about that. Different routes. Same destination. So how do you choose an assignment? If it gives you space to love God and love people, you are free to pursue it. No skywriting required. Paul reinforced this when he wrote, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Galatians 5:13. Our calling is not a mystery to solve. It is a posture to live from. Which means this: you do not need to wait until you feel sure to move forward. You move, God guides. Questions to wrestle with this week. Where have I been waiting for clarity instead of taking responsibility for movement? What fears surface when I think about choosing the wrong path? How could my current season become an assignment instead of a placeholder? Simple prayer to carry this week. Jesus, thank you that my calling is secure, even when my future feels uncertain. Give me courage to take steps instead of waiting for perfect clarity. help me be faithful in the assignment I have today. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week. Day 2, Galatians 5:13-14. Day 3, 1 Corinthians 7:17. Day 4, Colossians 3:17. Day 5, Micah 6:6-8. Day 6, Ephesians 4:1-6. Day 7, John 15:16-17. Application for the week, 120-180 minutes. This week you are going to build a resume, not a perfect one, a usable one. Why? So when opportunity shows up, you are ready. Step 1, build your resume. There are thousands of online tools and resume builders online. Here are my top 3 free recommendations: BeamJobs, Resume.com, Canva. Pro tip: early career resumes need to focus on skills you've gained. This helps elevate traditional jobs you may have held as a teenager or young adult. Here's what I mean. Traditional statement: worked as cashier, dealing with customers and multiple forms of payments. Skill-focused statement: managed fast-paced POS operations while driving customer engagement through Target Circle and Red Card promotion. Pro tip: you should adjust your resume for every place you apply. A simple way to stay organized is to save each resume as a PDF using your name and the company name. Examples: Beverly Smith Sephora USA.pdf, Beverly Smith Target Corp.pdf. Step 2. Get it on LinkedIn. Create or update your LinkedIn profile so it aligns with your resume. When professionals you network with look you up, LinkedIn is usually the first place they go. A polished profile signals credibility, professionalism, and that you take your career seriously.